There's a reason Ragazzi's has been voted locally for best Italian fare. They keep their patrons well fed and hydrated. After all, Ragazzi's is home of the frozen fish bowl on special for five singles from 3 to 6. Or come in early for the nurse's happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m. and check out their newly opened patio. Stop in for Ragazzi's nationally recognized pizza or award-winning toasted ravioli and leave with a full belly and a smiling face. I guarantee you'll be coming back for more. Ragazzi's on the Hill at 4945 Daggett.
It's totally a movie.
Wonderful.
It's not funny.
You were scared, weren't you?
I wasn't that scared.
Yeah, you're scared.
Time before the creaky door.
Charlie, let's hear your mic.
Here's the creaky door. Ready?
Scary. Keys Farms, 9 o'clock hour. I kind of want to enjoy this, though. Ray Ferraro is going to be with us. 9:15, former Blue, now TSN analyst. You can keep up the music. I'm enjoying it. If you're listening on the HD, it's basically like you're listening to FM music station. What was your favorite song from the Thriller album, Charlie?
What were the other ones?
Billie Jean, Beat It, Human Nature, PYT, Say, Thriller.
Oh, I like Human Nature.
The Sick Beat, Sisters of Voices sampled it, 92, 93.
I like Billie Jean. Thriller is one of those songs, it's so long, it's more of like a video production, you know, it's like a short movie almost.
Now, I don't know, I mean, Beat It's a sick beat. Billie Jean's a sick beat. Oh, here it is. I think this is your guy, Vincent Price. How's this sound on 450 Red Hot Watts?
Darkness falls across the land.
Scary.
The midnight hour is close at hand.
Hold me, Doug.
Creatures crawl in
search
of blood.
To terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
There's Charlie's microphone right there.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly, Morning After. This is CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM inside STL.com. We're on an app, wherever. You know, it's just a lot of platforms. We're going to diversify our platforms. You like that, Doug? Diversify our
platforms. I think we're out of platforms now. You see anything coming up in the future?
More platforms.
Yet another platform that we'll all have to be on?
I'm
sure there will be something.
Man.
How many platforms?
You never know
too many
what's going to happen.
Well, that's cool again.
Very cryptic.
Yeah. I try to ask straightforward questions, and all I get is coolness and street cred.
Very cool. Timberfake, very active on the fan page right now, for those of you who want to see his implosion. That's going on the Morning After fan page on Facebook, which is approaching, Doug, 5,000 loyal fans of this radio show.
Okay. It seems like he might have had something to drink this morning. I don't know that for sure.
I had actually bet heavily against him having something to drink.
Well, he was on some hallucinogen.
Okay, I'll fold.
Okay.
Probably just sexy coffee.
Sounded like he's been up all night.
I'm starting to wonder if sexy coffee's code for something.
It may be, Doug.
Where is he working now? Is he still at Ballpark Village?
He was working at one of the places there for a while.
Plowhawk, people on the fan page are pissed at you, not only because of your affinity for the Chicago Blackhawks, but because you have been playing Michael Jackson on Ween Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot about that.
Well, I didn't really... I guess I have no excuses for that, but I did want to play through. We haven't played it in a very long time, and it was topical as well, so I apologize.
So let me ask, though, Plowhawk. Did you just straight up forget that it was Ween Wednesday?
I straight up forgot, yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
I like that.
It's hard, though. I mean, every Wednesday aren't like huge days, so it's hard to remember. So I apologize to any listener that got offended.
Yeah, you can tell on Wednesdays we really ratchet up our game.
Mm-hmm. The show is just different is all.
I like the show better when it's there's just kind of less going on in sports.
As
like, you had the off day, and you had the Cardinals late game, but it's a regular season game. I like shows like this.
So do I.
I like shows that are over. Those are my favorites.
But which shows go by
the
quickest?
Oh, let you look at the time. Usually when we have people in the studio, kind of goes a little faster that way.
Do you like being on this show?
No.
But do you really mean that?
Have you seen the suspension log, you old Chuck?
But like,
have you seen the
really
messages that are received?
Do you enjoy your time more than you don't?
Well, I don't enjoy getting up at 5 in the morning.
That's not what I asked.
All part of the picture.
With your radio brethren.
Yeah,
man, we're like brothers. We're like bros.
It's fine. It's fine. I would like to get out of the business.
When's your birthday, baby?
Doug's is, early May. Correct?
Yeah, middle of May.
Mine's late May.
Yeah. What you fit to do for your birthday?
I don't know. It'll be 34.
That's a special day.
Let's have a party.
All right.
Let's go to Billy G's.
Brentwood.
Perfect.
Let's do it. Let's make a thing of it.
Maybe Lace will be there.
Yeah. Doug, you coming to my party? Wink, wink.
What day is your party?
My birthday, funny you ask. I actually have the same exact birthday. Exactly. May 28th, 1982, as Jahani Peralta.
Right. But, see, my question was, when is the birthday party?
I have to check out what day that May 28th is. I didn't look yet.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Probably depends on the Blues. They're still going to be rocking and rolling, probably taking on, who do you think?
That's game 3 of the Capitals series.
Capitals?
No.
Is it that early?
It's game 3 of the Cap series.
May 28th. Ooh, it's a Saturday.
Oh, pony up.
Saturday's bad.
And that'll be played at the Scott Trade Center.
I should just have a party after the game somewhere.
I'm down. Or before the game. And after.
Well, I'd hate to see journalism get in the way.
Well, I'm off on Saturday's bees.
Oh. Even if it's a big hockey playoff game, you're not called in?
We got other people. Martin loves hockey. Zach Choate, I mean, he's a hockey aficionado. He loves hockey.
Joined by Brian Ray in the 8 o'clock hour, former producer of this award-winning presentation, now on play-by-play for the AHL's Texas Stars. Rick Hummel, the Hall of Fame Cardinal baseball writer, and here in the Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Ray Ferraro, former Blue, 2002. Team lost to the great Detroit Red Wings team, and now TSN analyst. He will join us on the appliance discounter phone lines. Tease Farms, sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour, the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, they're in Maryland Heights. They're in St. Charles. They're on North Hanley. Support the sponsors. They're a seventh-generation family-owned farm. It's Tease Farms. It is our pleasure to welcome to the appliance discounter phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, Ray Ferraro. Ray, good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Very good. You've seen a lot of hockey. You've played a lot of hockey. That Blues-Blackhawks series and that Blues-Blackhawks Game 7, that was something special. How would you rank that one?
Oh, that was one hell of a series. I think both teams were probably pushed into a series they didn't want in the first round, you know, by the way the season turned out. And I think when people were looking at the series, you know, the 8 series in the first round before it started, most felt that was going to be the best one, and it wasn't even close. I mean, it was what a phenomenal series, and what a game that, you know, I mean, I one of the, you guys know, one of the oldest cliches is it's game of inches, and you know, Brouwer, you know, kicks that puck around in the crease and finally gets it, you know, onto his stick to push it into the net. And then Chicago has that chance. It hits both posts and somehow goes out. And I live in Vancouver, and I've equated this St. Louis win a lot to what happened to the Vancouver Canucks in 2011. And they, the previous years, had not been able to get by Chicago. It was like no matter what happened, no matter what was going well for them, they ran into Chicago and somehow they lost. And in 2011, they won Game 7 in overtime, and they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. And I really believe that it would have been great for St. Louis to win a first-round series, but to really clean out the cobwebs or really clean out the bad thoughts, it had to be Chicago for it to really mean something. And it did. And I think they're in great shape right now.
Think there's any risk of a hangover effect for the Blues?
Well, if there is, they should all have their heads examined, because the whole western side of the conference just opened up. With Los Angeles out, with Chicago out, now they play Dallas, a team I think they match up well with. If they get by Dallas, I mean, you're now 8 wins from the Stanley Cup Finals, man. I would be really disappointed in a team that's had so much heartbreak over the last few years if they all of a sudden got satisfied or had a little bit of a hangover with that game. I also think it helps them to start away from home, that you just go and you play and you don't have to worry about pressure of holding home ice, or all of a sudden you got more family in town and you got to race around and get tickets and all that kind of junk that players always seem to have to deal with. I think this is the best scenario for them going forward.
Ray, what do you think the difference was or has been this year as opposed to the past 3 years where they have the 3 first-round exits? You know, you have a lot of the same core pieces. You make the trade, Brouwer for Oshie. You got some young defensemen in Colton Parayko and Edmondson that are playing really well, and Fabry has stepped up. But a lot of these guys are guys that had been here the last 4 or 5 years. Why do you think this year they're able to get over the hump?
Well, I'm for sure some of the new people have something to do with it. I mean, Colton Parayko is a hell of a player. Man, he is good. And it just seemed like he just came out of nowhere, if you can, at that size, come out of nowhere. And Edmondson's done a really good job for him. And I don't know what kind of contribution they thought they were going to get from Fabry this year, but, you know, he forced his way onto the team. He had to be there. But the other thing is they had so many injuries this year. I really think this is as impressive a Blues season as there's been in a long time, because not only did they lose people for significant lengths of time, they lost really key people, and they just seemed to continue to plow ahead, whether it was in goal with Elliott and Allen, whether it was on the blue line when Petrangelo went out, whether it was Jaden Schwartz for 3 months with his ankle. I mean, those are key guys that they somehow were able to, you know, to overcome with their depth, and, you know, signing a guy like Scotty Upshaw's given them all kinds of versatility. So you learn from when you lose. You learn from when you lose. You get battle tested because you had to, because guys were dropping like flies, and you're probably just a deeper, better team. I really like the Blues team. I really do. I said with no confidence at the start of the playoffs that I had them in the Western Conference final. You know, we have to pick them.
Sure.
You know, everyone's got to make their goofy bracket predictions. And I said with no confidence I have the Blues in the finals. And the reason I said that was there's 5 teams out west that you got to dance through. Well, they don't have to dance through L.A. anymore because they're gone. They've just got to get through. Now they've got through Chicago. That might have been their, in their heads, this might have been their biggest hurdle.
Yeah. Joel Quenneville said after the game, if I'm not mistaken, it was Quenneville, Ray, that was like a conference final, the intensity of that series.
It was an unreal series. It really was.
You know what? Here's a fun fact for No One Tell, and I wonder if you would be aware of this. Of course, with your time with the Islanders, I'm sure you heard plenty about the last time the Islanders won a series. The last time the Blues won a second-round game, you were a part of that team.
As I said in New York the other day, I actually did the game for NBC, and I said, if I'm part of the last time of anything, it's been far too long. So 23 years ago, myself and our team, we beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in in a playoff series. That was the end of round two, and we went to the conference final. That was the last time they won a playoff series. I did not know that I was part of this last time of the round two win. That was against Detroit, and man, they were an unreal team.
Yeah, that 2002 Detroit team, we went through it one time because we did a thing with Brett Hull, and we were naming off all the guys who are either already in the Hall of Fame or who are going to be in the Hall. You were basically up against like a Hall of Fame team in 2002.
And we didn't have Al McGinnis, and Chris Pronger got hurt in the series.
Yep.
And so, you know, when I think we were probably on life support without Al. And then when Chris went down, it was, you know, like, how are you going to replace that, right? Barrett Jackman actually came in and played his first game of his career was game five in Detroit.
It's a good way to get started. Seems like an easy, nice, easy transition into the league.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here you are. You lose one more game, season's over. Come in and play, kid. Oh, and replace Chris Pronger, if you would.
Yeah, piece of cake. Hey, someone's going to have to do some defensive work on Dallas. They led the league in goal scoring this year. What would you expect the Blues to do to counteract that?
Well, I did the first five games of that series, too, for NBC. And Dallas has a tough time defending. They're a team that scores. They're a team that wants to get out on the rush. They're very dangerous, even without Tyler Seguin, although that's going to be a significant loss in this series for Dallas. They can score. Seguin had a torn Achilles tendon about the middle of March, early March, and he thought he would be back for the first round. He played game two, but he's not ready. He played game two and hasn't played since. I would say that St. Louis's strength should be in this series, their ability to push Dallas back in their zone and stay in there. If you look at Dallas's defense, they've got two really, really young guys in Steven Johns and John Klingberg. They're excellent players, but they're young. And there were times in that series they looked young. It's, in my opinion, it's not a deep defense, and St. Louis should be able to hold the puck in the zone and eventually wear down Dallas. The other thing is Dallas's goaltending is questionable at best. And I would say those two factors give St. Louis the upper hand, in my opinion.
How did they get to number one in the Western Conference if they have so many holes in their game?
Score, 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 score. I'll tell you, if St. Louis isn't sharp, Dallas is going to score. Like, if they're not sharp without the puck, Jamie Benn is among the best two or three power forwards in the game. Amazing player. Strong, great shot, fast. Patrick Sharp's a proven playoff guy. Jason Spezza has had a fantastic season. They got a young guy in Matthias Janmark who's an excellent player. As I said, even without Seguin, they got a half a dozen guys that can really hurt you. Their power play is among the best in the league, so it would do the Blues well to stay out of the box. I'm not saying Dallas can't win. They can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that the part of their lineup that is probably their weakest is the one that can really, really fall apart and end your season, and that's the blue line and their goaltending.
Ray Ferraro, our guest right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2, FM 920 AM. I realize here in St. Louis, and understandably so, the focus is, of course, going to be on the Blues and Stars, and then whoever wins tonight in Anaheim, and then the matchup with the Sharks. But you are doing what you're doing with TSN, and, of course, following all the series. The Capitals and the Penguins should be a great one, but you, with your time with the Islanders, will also be monitoring that with the Lightning as that gets underway. Is it, in your mind, yeah, it's the Capitals and everybody else in the East, or do you see somebody being able to truly give them a good test here in whether it be the Eastern Conference Semis or the Eastern Conference Finals, Ray?
Well, I thought about a month ago that it was Washington and everybody else, and then Pittsburgh has played so well for the last 2 months. I would say right now the Penguins are playing as well as anybody in the NHL. They are fast. They can score. They're defending well. They've got a young kid in goal in Matt Murray who has just come out of, hasn't come out of nowhere. Came out of their minor league system but has been well regarded for a little bit of time here as the guy that would take over from Marc-Andre Fleury in time. But Fleury's hurt. He's got a second concussion of the season. And Murray's come in the last four games against the Rangers, he was outstanding. I think Pittsburgh can beat Washington. And I think Tampa, if they get to the third round, would be a stiff test because their two injured stars are Steven Stamkos and Anton Stroman, and Stroman will be back for sure. Stamkos, a possibility. All of a sudden, they become a better team. It's not an easy road for them. It's not as tough as the West. But I guess if I were to rank it, this would be Washington's toughest series right now, and that's against Pittsburgh.
Capital.
It would be basically what Pittsburgh to Washington is what Chicago was to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Washington has to get by Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They just have to, it seems like, if they're going to win.
It has been their roadblock as well. Ray Ferraro, the former Blue and now TSN analyst, giving us his time this morning on the Ryan Kelly Morning After the Appliances Counter Phone Lines. Ray, great to catch up with you, sir. Thanks so much for the time.
Enjoy, guys. We'll talk to you somewhere down the road.
Sounds good. There he is, Ray Ferraro, with us on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. He's only part of that Blues team for like 15 games. Came over at the deadline from the Atlanta Thrashers. May they rest in peace. And it was a good Blues team, but that Red Wings team in 2002, just sick.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, McInnes wasn't playing and Pronger got hurt.
Nothing like losing those two.
Three, I think.
Those guys used to play about 30 minutes a game, both of them.
Well, and then they didn't have Gusarov from the year before.
I don't know that he was a big factor. I don't remember that. You know, my memory is a little fuzzy on some of the guys who played on that team.
Goosey was kind of a glue guy.
I don't know that he was.
That's your opinion.
Perhaps he was. How about Reinhard Divas?
Reinhard Divas! Lubos Bartechko!
You just wanted to do that. Yeah, I mean, we weren't talking about it at all, and you just had to somehow bring it back to Divas.
I miss those two, and it's fun to say it the way Ken Wilson used to. That's all.
What about Radek Foxa?
Foxa. I haven't heard his name.
You're gonna have to, there's going to be a crucial play in this series.
Radek Foxa.
You're
going
to have to say his name on air.
Radek Foxa. F-A-K-S-A. You know where he's from, Chuck?
I'm guessing he's from... Don't tell me. I'm going to guess he's from Ukraine.
Tim, any guesses?
Compton?
No, he's from the Czech Republic, fellas.
Ah.
Vitkov, the Czech Republic.
Got to know that stuff, Charlie, before you come in here.
I should have known that.
Got to know it. Guys, I'm streaming whilst on the beach looking at them hotties and Speedos. Doug, get the Viagra and Vaseline ready. I'm coming home. Boo.
Who is that?
Sad Panda. He's traveling.
I don't think he's traveling at all. I know where he is going, and that's the suspension logule.
Ragazzi's.
Sad Panda, Ragazzi's has supplied me this handsome leather-bound suspension logule, and your name just showed up on it, and you'll serve a period of 2 days' time on your suspension.
Doug, it may be over for Bernie. I really don't want to vote for Hillary, but I guess I have to. Thanks, the Barnhart Brawler.
No, you don't have to vote for Hillary. You don't have to.
Ted Cruz made a stop in Indiana yesterday. And we have fun with audio, Doug. That's presented by Llewellyn's Pub. Man, that Llewellyn's has some good food. Holy moly, cockatoo. Yes, they do, and they have locations all over the St. Louis. Can I call it the Metro?
We don't usually call it the Metro.
Yeah, I was going to do that, but I agree with you. Delicious
state.
Yeah, that's nice. Delicious from scratch food prepared daily. Great drink specials, including game time specials, and amazing atmosphere. What more could you want? How about brunch? Llewellyn's, Soulard, Webster, Wildwood, and St. Charles all offer brunch every weekend from 9:30 to 2. Save yourself the hassle and hop on the Llewellyn's trolley to the game from Soulard, and stay tuned to learn how you can win a chance to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinal game later this year. Llewellyn's Pub, Celtic for good times. Here's Ted Cruz making his way through Indiana yesterday and making a reference to the film Hoosiers.
Hit the lever,
Plowsy. The amazing thing is that basketball ring. Here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in New York City and every other place in this country. And there is nothing that Hoosiers cannot do.
Put that off. We're going to play that before the St. Gabriel School picnic. The basketball ring is, I mean, this guy's a fan.
Well, technically, it is a ring and a rim.
I don't think anyone who's ever played 2 minutes of the game is calling it a ring. Let's see if I can get this shot in the ring.
Well, I mean, Missouri, they have, you know, the good college teams.
Yes, they do.
And he is so dramatic. He is so darn dramatic with everything that he says.
Would you rather have your political candidate know sports? Because I think you look at Obama, George W. Bush. I picked one from each side, as you can see there. Those guys know sports. Mm-hmm. Trump doesn't. Cruz doesn't.
Now, why do you say Trump doesn't?
Well, his statement about
Missouri.
The college teams.
Good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh? What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
He sounds like he's drunk there, too.
He does. He does.
But I don't mind that my political candidate has nothing, no knowledge of sports. It means he's focused more, or she, on the more important things. But sometimes you want a guy who's kind of relatable as well, that can watch a game.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know necessarily how you grow up male in this country and just don't have a clue, because it's in our face all the time, isn't it? Even if you're not a fan.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring
come
that
on.
Back? Right?
How about people threw about themselves off the balcony?
How about that whole deal?
And that's why Trump is now off the teleprompter.
You don't have to be an expert. No one expects that. But you should have just a general knowledge. It's such a huge part of our culture. You should have just a vague knowledge of what's going on.
But you don't
and
know.
There is nothing that Hoosiers cannot do.
But you don't follow the NBA playoffs.
No, and, but I still want to call it a basketball ring.
Well, like, even if you don't follow the NBA day to day, you should know who LeBron James is. You should know who Steph Curry and
What's up,
Kobe
Steph?
Bryant are. You know, you don't have to know who, like, the fifth player on the Memphis Grizzlies is. But you have to know, like, the obvious people, like the pop culture type people.
What about the Raptors' comeback last night down 17?
DeMar DeRozan.
What's up, DeMar? What's up, Tim?
Kyle Lowry.
I didn't see that comeback coming. I thought that other club would hang on to their lead. And I think we all know what other club I'm talking about, right?
Is it the Pacers?
You with me? I thought so.
Indiana Pacers.
The Hoosiers. Yeah,
basketball rings. Mm-hmm. Not anything these Hoosiers can't do.
That could almost be the slogan of our show.
I think my favorite part about the Paterno comment was, and we all do this, you ever start thinking or talking about somebody, and then as you're already mid-sentence, you can't remember if that person's alive or not? I guarantee you that Donald Trump started that, and he's like, oh, Paterno, great coach. He's like, oh, wait, there was that scandal. I don't remember exactly what it was. And wait, is he alive? And, like, that was mid-thought as he had already started talking.
The tone of his voice was so odd. It was almost like he knew what he was saying was really stupid, and he was going to go ahead and say it anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. He was off script. You want to go, oh, Penn State football, Joe Paterno. Oh, wait, he was wrapped up in that whole child sex
what political
scandal.
Candidate
I know
starts
he's dead,
a,
by the
what
way.
What political candidate starts a speech like that?
But I'm saying, okay, if you were to go to Ohio State and talk about Urban Meyer, you're to go to Alabama and talk about Nick Saban, obviously these people are alive. But, like, he's probably just thinking, when I think of Pennsylvania, I'm in this area, I'm thinking Penn State football, I'm thinking Joe Paterno. Oh, wait, I forgot, Jerry Sandusky, and he's dead, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't go well, and it doesn't seem to matter. None of it seems to matter. We have our candidates now, and it's Trump and Hillary.
The college teams, pretty good stuff. That's a great soundbite.
Doug, St. Louis FC is in action this Saturday night at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. St. Louis FC is the professional soccer team to see in St. Louis. Or, Doug, they are the ones for the authentic St. Louis soccer experience. Special beer and burger ticket, 4-packs are available now for this game only at stlouisfc.com. That's S-A-I-N-T, LewisFC.com. stlouisfc.com. St. Louis FC, all fleur one. You like that? Like fleur-de-lis?
I see.
All fleur one.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Rider's Block's going to be on remote at the soccer park, the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park on Thursday.
That's the one in Fenton?
That's right.
They just got that rebuilt after the nasty floods.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a great venue. I'm glad they got that rebuilt.
What you want to do? What you want to do?
What?
I want to shoop. Shoop, doop. That was what you were going for, right?
No, I was actually doing Deep Cover.
Oh, okay.
You like Deep Cover with Dre and Snoop? I think that was Snoop's debut. Was that Snoop's debut or was nothing but a G thing, Snoop's debut?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
God, I don't know. What do you think, Doug? Do you think
give
it was
me 5 minutes here, and I'll look it up.
Snoop's I remember, you know, debut. The first track was "What's My Mother Bleeping Name?"
Oh no, no!
That's where he says Snoop D-O double G Y.
Doug, Snoop Doggy Dog, and Dr. Dre is at the door.
Okay,
ready to make an entrance.
So back on up, because you know we're about to rip.
No, not the word. Don't
ish up.
Thank you.
Could bathtub have been his first one?
Come again.
Bathtub?
What's that?
a Snoop Dogg song?
I thought it was either Deep Cover or Nothing But a G-Thang. I don't know.
Have you seen that Straight Outta Compton?
Oh, yeah, great flick. Might have been my favorite movie of 2015.
It's darn close for me.
Haven't seen The Revenant?
I haven't seen The Revenant.
Brooklyn, I haven't seen that. The Room with that Brie Larson, who I find attractive, but I would understand if people didn't.
I think she's very attractive.
Yeah, I find her attractive. I have a feeling, I don't know.
I forgot she was in Trainwreck. I just happened to see Trainwreck.
Amy Schumer's sister. That Trainwreck's on all the time. I'm always watching that now.
It is.
Good flick. LeBron does wonderful work. She's got best supporting actor. Doug, Snoop's favorite first.
Snoop's favorite what now?
First song.
Well, that's the one that I read a moment ago, and I've already forgot. Let's see, his first movie. I don't know. It's not giving me his first song.
Deep Cover on the Incognito Tip. That's from Adonis Jordan. Played for
former
Kansas.
Did he play with? It was Adonis Jordan. What, Rex Walters?
Sexy Rexy, they call him.
Good backcourt duo, Doug, for your favorite team, Kansas.
Guys, Deep Cover, Snoop's debut, 1992.
Yeah, that's what it says.
It was with Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
But the beat was with Dre. Man, that's a sick beat. Well, and I can't download it on iTunes. I don't know why that is. So they're like cover versions of it, but not the real one. And it pisses me off. I wonder why that is. Maybe because it's a movie soundtrack and it's not like Dre's property. That's a sick beat.
I'm guessing Suge Knight is involved somehow.
He's
holding those master copies a hostage, probably from jail. That Suge Knight, Doug, he's bad company.
Mm-hmm. Have they shot at him yet?
I feel like, didn't he run somebody over with his car? I feel like he ran somebody over on the set
of Straight Outta Compton.
And now he's in jail or going to be or on trial or something.
While they made the movie.
I think he was not happy with his portrayal in the movie, and he was on the set and actually ran somebody over with his car. I don't know if the person died or not, but
I think he did.
It's something like that.
Well, so he's in jail.
Guys, Deep Cover was when Lawrence Fishburne went by Larry Fishburne. Thanks. That's from the Wright City Lemming.
You got lemmings all the way out Wright City way.
Yeah, very popular there. Wentzville, Warrenton. It's my turf. It's my base.
They used to have an outlet mall out there, but I see that shut down.
No, I drove by it a couple weeks ago. It's Warrington? There.
I drove by it last week, and it was empty.
It's always been empty, even when I was in school. But
it's still there, but still it looked like everything was closed.
Really? Wow. Guys, Ice Cube was at Lollapalooza in 1992, and I was on acid, and it freaked me out. Thanks, Steve Wildwood.
Well, see, you shouldn't have been.
How about Ice Cube's career arc?
Doug?
Hardcore gangster rapper back in the day.
I mean, what a Jerry Curl. A Jerry Curl. And L.A. Raiders had a Jerry
Curl. Now he's with the Barbershop movies, a very successful actor. He does kids' movies. Mm-hmm. He did Friday, which I believe he wrote, correct?
Doug?
Hell, I don't know who wrote that movie.
You ever see it?
No.
It's Friday. I'm going to get you high. Hello.
Yeah, Debo.
What's up, Debo? What's up, Tim?
I know I haven't seen it.
It's a good movie.
Well, if you're asking, no, I haven't seen it.
I feel like you haven't seen. There's movies
I don't have time for a lot
I know you're
movies,
older
John.
And all that, but I feel like there's movies that you should have saw.
I've been pressed
seen,
for
baby,
time.
Seen.
I've been pressed for time for a long time. I've been working nights, weekends for a long time, Chuck.
But even like between the radio show, if you're working a night, you know, between 10 and like 3, you could watch a movie.
10 and 3 in the morning?
No, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
I usually work then too.
So if you have to go and be on the air at 11 at night or 10:30, you're going to go in at 11 a.m.?
I'd be there about 2.
So you can watch
but
a flick.
No, I don't wake up in the morning and say, gee, I sure would like to sit and watch a movie. I literally don't have time to sit and watch 2.5-hour movies at home. I wish I did.
If you get your car fixed, you wouldn't have to worry about your car.
True.
It's 5 hours a day worrying about your key fob.
All right. And then I had 3 kids that were playing sports and basketball and soccer and baseball, and that took up almost every night for about 15 years.
Sounds like you regret having kids.
No, I don't. I'm just telling you why
regret.
I don't sit in a movie theater every night of my life.
That doesn't have to be a theater. You got Netflix. You got HBO, Showtime.
When you're single and you have no kids, you got plenty of time for that stuff.
Don't do that. Don't play that game.
Try it with 3 kids and see how many 3-hour blocks you have to sit and watch it.
Hey, Charlie, you finna have kids?
I'm going to try.
All right.
I have a dog, Otis.
And I would imagine your movie watching time will be slashed.
Don't be the guy, though.
Significantly.
I don't
I'm just
like
telling
the people,
you the reality of it when you have kids.
I don't like the people that, like, they have kids and they're like, no, until you, just wait. Just wait, and then you'll learn.
You think
like,
it doesn't change your life?
I understand that. But, like, I just don't like when people do that.
Well, you're asking me why. I'm telling you that's why. Once you have kids, you begin to live for them. You begin to do what they want to do, not always what you want to do.
Now, you're very selfish, I can tell.
All right.
Tim, my mouth is wet. Describe Doug to me. Thanks, Betty Dangles.
Who? Betty Dangles? I can describe something for you. I'm writing right now your name into the Ragazzi suspension logule, and you'll spend a period of 2 days' time there. Thanks, Ragazzi. Sorry you had to hear that.
I'm glad you have kids, though. You have fine young sons.
Your time is no longer your own, Chuck.
But you still have to take...
Many cases.
You have to carve out little time for you and the missus. Me time.
I've been working. This has been nuts over the last couple months, all the stuff that's going on, stuff, whatever. It's just the way it is. Fine. I signed. You know what I did? I signed up for it, so it's fine.
And it'll be wonderful whenever everything gets worked out. But you know what? I laid down in bed next to me wife last night, and Weird Science was on, and I said, "Hey, girl, come over here." Yeah, no, that's what I said, Doug.
Now, the show or the movie? The movie.
No, I said it to her.
No,
the movie
Science.
couldn't get into my bed. Excuse me?
You said you watched Weird Science, right?
I did, but I was setting the scene for you.
Okay.
So I said, "Hey, girl, come over here." And I was already all hopped up on my pills.
Probably.
And Weird Science was on, and we watched a little Anthony Michael Hall and Wyatt. I don't know Wyatt's name, the actor. Was that?
Wyatt Earp?
No, the gentleman who played Wyatt.
Okay.
Kind of has a Plowhawk voice, a high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
And they created Kelly LeBrock from their computers.
And wasn't the bully guy was...
Chet. And I think it might have been Bill Paxton.
No, but wasn't...
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech?
Robert Downey Jr. Wasn't he kind of one of the bullies?
Doug?
I don't know.
I feel like he was. Kind of the Brat Pack era, Doug.
Okay. I don't know.
Kelly LeBrock.
I saw bits and pieces of the movie. That's about it.
Kelly LeBrock, Doug.
But she's fine.
She was fine. Yeah, she was.
Didn't she bulk up, though?
Yes, she did. Oh, gosh, she did. Sure.
What happened there?
I don't know.
But she was fine.
Yeah, she put on 100 or so. I don't know what she looks like now. I just remember she was on some show before and after show about how she was trying to shed some of the poundage.
Caller Adam texting in saying his wife will come in for Foot Fetish Friday, but someone will have to hold their daughter while it goes on.
That's a Hoosier move if I've ever heard one.
I think Wyatt Donnelly was portrayed by Ilan Mitchell Smith.
Doug?
I don't know who that is.
I-I-A-N or I-L-A-N? Ilan? Robert Downey Jr. was in it, so was Bill Paxton.
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Kelly LeBrock does look... She also looks like she's had a lot of plastic surgery to her face where you wouldn't really recognize her.
Really?
That plastic surgery, man. Girls in their 20s are getting plastic surgery. It's a whole thing, and I just, for the life of me, don't get it. But I don't know. You know? If it makes them feel better about themselves, well, God bless them. To each their own. It's their bodies. But I just, for the life of me, I don't get it.
Kelly LeBrock is now 56.
No, I understand. But I'm talking about, like, the plastic surgery phenomenon is picking up with, like, the lip injections.
That's the one I don't get. Why you want to look like a large mouth
ass. I don't get it. I really am curious about that. Because I've never heard a man for real say they find that attractive, but a lot of women are doing it. I don't get it.
I know.
I wonder what that's about. Like, just the psychology of it. I don't know.
I guess maybe they saw an actress or somebody on TV at some point. With
Angelina Jolie, 25 years ago in the film Gia, lesbianism, by the way, I think 42 minutes and 38 seconds in. I think those were naturally large lifts. I don't know if that's where it came from.
So when you were in bed with the wife in Weird Science, what were you going to say? You said that you're stressed out. What was going on?
It's been the last few months, really. It's just, and she knows what everything's going on. You guys know also, and so it's nonstop, and you know this and that. And like I said, I signed up for it, and I said let's just finally have 10-15 because I've been on the phone all night. 10-15 minutes, just us. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to watch Weird Science together, and that's what a woman wants. That's what a woman needs.
Weird Science.
Right.
All right. And so it worked out well for you.
And then Kelly LeBrock comes on, and I may or may not get a soft cow. And that's what a woman wants.
Uh-huh.
Tim, xvideos.com is better than free ones. Thanks, the Right City Lemming.
Kind of active out Right City way this morning.
Maybe the big boys.
That's still open? That's not still open.
It wasn't there when I drove by it.
No, I don't think that's still open. I missed that.
Some of these references you guys make, I feel like you'd have to have lived in St. Louis for like 40 years to understand them.
We are made the trip to Columbia many times.
That happens to be the audience.
True.
They're in a lot of transient.
No.
Guys, any truth to the rumor that Doug is Becky with the good hair? That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
Becky with the good hair. Becky, queen of carpet?
No, Becky with the good hair is the woman who allegedly cheated with Jay-Z. So
yeah,
Jay-Z cheated on Bay.
Right. What's up, Queen Bee? And the Beehive is all a ruckus right now about it.
And that's her new drop, Lemonade.
Ooh, Lemonade!
And apparently, Doug, you probably remember a couple years back, Beyonce's sister got in the argument in the fight in the elevator. Okay, it was caught on camera.
Solange
Knowles. And we think this is because she caught Jay-Z tripping.
Okay. And there's been hell to pay ever since.
And now I was watching Entertainment Tonight like every other 39-year-old straight man last night.
For sure.
And they were theorizing that Becky with the good hair is Rita Ora, who used to be on Rockefeller Records, and now she isn't.
Boy, that is fascinating still.
Rita Ora. I'm going to look her up.
Rita Ora is fine. Rita Ora is fine.
I know Rita Hayworth. And Rita Wilson, that's Tom Hanks' wife.
Hank.
Sure. Rita Moreno, that's going way back.
Guys, Beyonce fan base mistake Rachel Ray for Rachel Roy, and they tore a new one on social media. Thanks, Alonzo.
Mm. Interesting stuff.
How about this, though? 18 hours ago, Rita Ora tweets out, "I have nothing but the utmost respect for Beyonce. Let's continue enjoying Lemonade."
You like that one, did you, Tim?
This world in which these people have to live. They have to issue statements on whether or not they banged somebody because of a verse in Lemonade.
I never heard of Rita Ora. This is probably the best
thing
that's ever happened to her career, though, is being rumored about because now everybody is looking her up and now going to
check out
her
music. Well, the rumor was that her and Hove and Beyonce would have threesomes, and it was just kind of their deal. That was the rumor, which, of course, we all would just, like Ted Williams, hold up our caps. That's what we would do.
Ted Williams did that? He didn't do that a lot. Maybe the last time that he's running off after hitting a home run in his last at-bat, maybe then.
Yep.
He would doff his cap.
Yeah.
I like that, doff his cap, sir. Doug, you know anything about Ryan Kelly? I don't know if you do. I feel like you might not.
I know an awful lot about the mortgage industry, and when you know a lot about the mortgage industry, you know who's the number one guy, not just in this town, but any other town, and that's Ryan Kelly. He is St. Louis's home loan expert. The housing market is hot right now. Houses are selling the day they come on the market, many of them. Never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get yourself pre-approved. He can do it all on the very same day you call in. Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, Ryan Kelly and his team make the process easy and take you from start to finish without all the headaches and the hassle. So here's the phone number you should write down to call Ryan Kelly. You're probably going to want to call him today. 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. His website is thehomeloanexpert.com, the Home Loan Expert LLC.
Ryan Kelly, title sponsor. You have him to thank for this radio presentation. We have the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. I walked back to the office space, the Plywood Palace, and Frank was back there with Brian Hoffman and his intern, who just got hired as a production assistant at KSTK, and then Gardner was helping, and they were all meeting to prepare for Frank's show. And I was like, what is this? This is uncomfortable.
You threw your hands up in the air. You're so frightened.
Yeah.
Why would you prepare for a show?
Put that off. Doug, it's time for the email letter.
Okay.
Only Misty Plops and Cucky the Dwarf can win the month of April. What is Misty's up by one right now?
6-5,
Doug. Palmer and Nicholas.
See, I don't like to know the score, because it's like when officials, they automatically kind of, they officiate it. They want it to be down to the wire at the end.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, emotionally, I
know your
want
integrity.
It to be,
I know your integrity. Besides, you're going to be in Chicago for Ezekiel Elliott.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if the NFL approves me.
And if they don't, you're not going?
I'm not going to go without a credential.
And then that means Adam's wife wouldn't be in here while we hold their baby while she gets her feet fondled by Jennings.
See, well, Jennings could just come in for the last segment, last hour. Right. So.
Mm-hmm. Doug, here we go. Guys, Plops here. It's going to be tough to top your 30-year-old half-unconscious callers with bellies full of Molly quoting obscure Duran Duran songs. But here goes nothing. Heard you guys talking about Dallas. Yes, been there. The land of opportunity, they call it. They call Dallas the land of opportunity?
Well, business is booming down there right now, Tim.
Here's a little-known fact for your little-known radio show. President JFK was killed once when he was in Dallas by the Libyans. That scene in Back to the Future when the Libyans shoot Doc Brown was actually based on the JFK shooting. Some people know that, some people don't. John Felix Kennedy, R.I.P. Another thing most people don't know is that he was our nation's first Jewish president. Ah, yes. Felix the Dreidel, they called him.
Kennedy?
I don't remember his JFK, Catholic. But he was Felix the Dreidel?
No, he was Catholic. It was a big deal back then to have the first Catholic president. I don't think we've had one since, either.
Maybe if Bernie wins.
No, Bernie's nothing, he claims.
I thought he's Jewish.
I know, but he's not practicing, he said.
Misty Plops.
What was that stuff at the end there?
I don't know, but you see it. How would you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Is that from yesterday we were talking about the Enigma song?
Return to Innocence, sir.
Return to
Misty
Innocence, Doug.
Plops.
Guys, here's a transcript of that awful timber fake call. Doug Vaughn, you, sir, have been a legend for 30 years. Lo, remember that sexy time we had a few years back? MacMan, I call you MacMan. Now, you just don't know it yet, even though I do it every single damn time I call in. Let's get this fight going. I'll get back in the gym for apparently no good reason, because I'm never going to fight anybody. Also, I banged that girl Chelsea's friend, or at least I'm going to mention on the air, to make up for last week when she exposed what a douche I am. Kisses and hugs, that comes from Lumi.
Lumi?
Yep, Lumi.
Lumi, he's new.
Bastards, Timberfake. How about that whole deal, huh? We're going to bring that back? Man, those birds are soaring, stroking, and spraying balls all over the ballpark. Doug, it's a lot like you and I, slinging our big sticks, sacrificing our bodies, and tagging up and sliding deep in. Give me that high, hard one. Think about it, love. Coy bulged, bulged and coy. Simo alum.
Simo alum.
Cucky the Dwarf is now striking. It's the TMA play-by-play edition. Welcome back, ladies and gents. Offensive zone face-off in front of the Stars net. The TMA Twinks have been good at the dot tonight, winning 69% of the drops. Here we go, face-off won by McKernan. Play back to the rear guard, Vaughn, at the blue line. He rides the line and looks for a lane. He shoots, rebound loose in front. Chucky Marmo is there in front. He takes a swipe. Score! 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 Chucky Marmar nets the game winner, and this barn is going crazy. You see that?
Right there at the end, you got a little bit of a dialect going.
The boys celebrate on the ice, finally winning a second-round playoff series. Oh, me, oh, my. Oh, wait now, what's this? Vaughn is undressing. He's taking off his hockey pant. Now Marmo and McKernan are helping him ever so gently.
Okay.
Oh, it's bedlam, folks. Vaughn has revealed some sort of edible underwear.
All right, that's enough.
Now the whole team is getting in on the phone, biting and mouthing at Vaughn's nether region. Big smiles all around as Vaughn's in the middle of the meat scrum. Here comes Shovel Day! Here comes Shovel Day! You're welcome, Chuck. Cucky with a J.
Oh, drop the mic.
Cucky with a J, you've been suspended.
That was good.
Been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, thanks for going.
I think we already know where this is going, and I'm already late. So, Doug, that's what we got.
I'll vote for a fellow by the name of Misty Plops.
Come on, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You serious?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's awful.
Well, that was vile, the one at the end.
No, it was funny. It was funny. Cuckster.
God, I have to tell you, I thought Misty Plops was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought Cucky was outstanding. I've never been put in this position
in my
14-year career. Hall of Fame career. I didn't want to say it, but you forced me to.
Yeah.
God, the honest one is, I really don't know. Plowhawk, where would you go?
Oh, dude, that Cucky is gold right there.
Sea Monster, you never comment on the emails. You're over there sending emails to Kiowski to try and get to 101. So where would you go on this?
I think I'd have to go cucky as well.
Right. I'll go to the board and I'll go cucky as well. I thought they were, I mean, they were both so damn good. I mean, I don't know if we can afford to give a $5 gift certificate to Dirty Dogs to both.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No.
That's the prize for a whole month?
You get a hot dog. You know.
Should we just chip in like $5 each just to help?
That's the prize for today. The prize for the month of Cardinal tickets. Box seats, yo.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Congratulations to Cucky the Dwarf. So are we tied now? Wow. And Misty Plops brought it. Misty Plops sends that email in on a different day. Misty Plops wins. Misty Plops, you know what happened? Ran into a buzzsaw.
Bad matchup.
Yep, bad matchup. Frank's up next to Hollywood Casino. Press box, this is the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano's award-winning presentation. Had somebody email me yesterday, hey, who are you using for your website, your app, your media kits? Mascot is the company, Mascot Agency. 314-650-9083, mascotagency.com. Like them on Facebook at Mascot Agency. They do web design. They do logo design, marketing and advertising, social media, search engine optimization, and internet marketing. It's creative that works as hard as you do. Mascot Agency at 314-650-9083. Both Mascot Agency and St. Louis Computer Services teamed up along with the great Brendan Marks for the new Inside STL and the new app. So tip of the cap to them. Time for us to shut it down for Peyton, for the Plowboy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy DeCat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.